Welcome to the Sunday morning services at the Airport Gardens Baptist Church. This is Sunday, December the 25th, Christmas Day, 1983.
Between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel.
Isaiah 7:14. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and shall call his name Emmanuel.
Isaiah 9:6. For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace.
Isaiah 11:1-2. And there shall come forth a rod out of the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and of the fear of the Lord.
Born in all we have,
1-7. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed and married with his spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn.
No more I sing and sorrows grow, nor thorns in this affair. He comes to reign, his mercy grows, for as the curse is sent, for as the curse is sent, for as
shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to his will toward him.
Watch our keeping. lies he in such mean estate, where rocks and earth are feeding. Good Christian, fear for sinners here. This
Oh. beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar through shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone, and guiding the wise in on their way unto the place where Jesus lay. Beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star.
for a short message today, I'd like for Melly to come and play her flute for us. Have about 5 minutes or so, or 10. Let's have another word of prayer together before we look into a short message today. Our Father, we thank Thee for loving us and caring for us. And Father, we thank Thee for this Christmas day. We thank Thee that Jesus did come. It's a reality. He has been here. He is now seated at Your right hand there in heaven. And is there making intercession for us. Father, we thank Thee for all that You have done for us. Most of all, we thank Thee today for our salvation. Father, we pray for those listed here in our bulletin that are physically ill. We know you're able, Lord, to supply each one of their needs according to your will. We just thank thee that you're able, Lord, to supply all of our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We ask your blessing, Lord, upon this service. And may your name continue to be uplifted as we look into your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The Easter season has some messages by the angel as they came down and rolled the stone away. Come, see, and go tell. But you know what? The Christmas season has a message from the angel as well. And from the angels, more than one. And we'd like to look at three or four of these today in just a short message. First of all, in Luke chapter 2, the angel said to the shepherds, in Luke 2 and verse 10, fear not. Fear not. You know, there is a lot of fear in the world today. A lot of fear. But the Bible tells us that perfect love casteth out fear, because fear hath torment. So God says here through this angel there in Bethlehem, out on the Judean hillside, fear not. Fear not. These shepherds were sore afraid, it tells us there in the last part of verse 9. They were sore afraid. These two words were told not only to the shepherds here in Luke 2, but these same two words were told to Mary in Nazareth in Matthew, or in Luke chapter 1 and verse 30. The same angel said to Mary, Angel Gabriel, fear not. Fear not. Don't be afraid. To Joseph in Matthew chapter 1, he was thinking about putting Mary away. He had found out that she was with child, and so he was going to put her away privately. But the angel came to him in a vision in Matthew chapter 1 and verse 20, and the angel said to Joseph, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. Fear not, Joseph. And Joseph took Mary to be his wife, and knew her not till she had brought forth her firstborn son. He called his name Jesus. These same two words were told to Zacharias, the father of John the Baptist. Fear not. Thy wife Elizabeth shall have a son, and you'll call his name John. Later on, Jesus said these words to the frightened disciples out on the Sea of Galilee. As Jesus said, some 30 years later, it is I, be not afraid. Fear not. Fear not. Jesus said, be of good cheer. There's no fear in love, because perfect love casteth out fear. I trust today we'll cast all our care upon the Lord, for He careth for you. This has been the coldest Christmas in the last 100 years. Our water is froze solid at home. The Bible says, fear not. Fear not. I'll borrow some water from somebody else that's got water. Fear not. Don't be afraid. We've got good news. Another thing that the angel said in verse 10, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. This was wonderful news. A Savior had been born. We've been speaking the last few Sundays on Jesus, and in Galatians 4 it tells us When the fullness of the time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law, to redeem them that were under the law. We're redeemed by this Savior that was born. How does the birth of Jesus affect you? How does His birth affect me? I trust it makes a wonderful difference in our lives, knowing that we have a Savior that was born. We've got good news to tell. The gospel is the good news. The death, the burial, the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. We have a living Savior today. The Bible says, one who ever liveth to make intercession for us. Not only did the angel say, "Fear not," but the angel said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy." What a message the Christmas story is. The third message of the angel, they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I know Jay back there will go along with me. There is not much peace in this world today. Jay's been in Beirut, been in Honduras. There's fighting. There's not much peace in this world. But the message of the angels, they said, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." I thank God this morning that there can be individual peace in their hearts. We can know the Lord. I trust as our choir sings the invitation song today, the wonderful story of love, that you'll come to the Lord on this Christmas day if you haven't trusted Him yet. Wonderful story of love, as our choir sings. I'd like for us all to stand. If you're here without the Lord today, or if you're here as a Christian and need to make some type of decision, there's no better time than today to do it. Wonderful story of love.
Wonderful story of love. Tell it to me.
Y'all to chime in on the course on this last stanza. appreciate each one of you being out this morning to take part in this service. We'd like for Melanie to come up here just a moment. And her mom and dad and Kerm, all of you. Day after tomorrow, Melanie and Josh here are going to fly across the Pacific Ocean to Hawaii.